I'm Sean Balint with another edition of Forum, an eventful 3 days at the Bank of Springfield Center in downtown Springfield. We're not talking about the FFA convention or other events that typically wind up there. No, we're talking about it serving as the Illinois state capitol, the new temporary capitol, if you will, as lawmakers held a 3-day special session, the House holding their gatherings there, in a bid to get more social distance and more safety measures tied to COVID-19. There were a number of issues tackled in the 3-day period, and we'll talk to State Representative Avery Bourne now. And getting a voice in the budget process was one of her priorities.
It depends on if we want to do it right or if we want to do it fast. House Republicans have been kind of left out of the process, which happens when Democrats have a supermajority. I think if we want to do it right, which is truly balanced, no phony math, then we're really going to have to dig in and work really hard. If the Democrats want to go this alone and pass a budget that's out of balance as they have in the past, I think you'll see it move pretty quickly. So I think it depends on which path the majority chooses to take. I'm hopeful it's the right path. I anticipate it will be the fast path.
And Bourne talks about her budget priorities going in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, fiscal challenges in Illinois are not new. A few things that I'm looking for out of the budget. One, it has to make our full pension payment. That is a non-negotiable. We need to make sure that we are maintaining our commitment to K-12 education. And the other thing is that we cannot be doing what the governor proposed in his budget address. We cannot withhold money until if and until he gets his graduated income tax passed, and we cannot pass a budget that anticipates that revenue at all. I think voters right now have no appetite for another tax increase, and so to include that in their budget assumptions, I think, would be a problem.
Bourne also was raising questions about Restore Illinois, Governor Pritzker's 5-phase recovery plan.
Yeah, a couple things that I hope lawmakers will take up this week. Number one, I hope that there is a vote on the governor's Restore Illinois plan, because I hope that it gets voted down. We have heard from Republicans and Democrats across the state who recognize the issues in this plan, not only the issues in the governor's authority to actually issue it for months and months at a time, but also the details, the super large regions, the artificially long timelines for reopening, some of the lack of common sense in the details of it. So I think that we should vote down his plan. And I also think the legislature should craft a plan that empowers local governments, that is common sense, that gets us reopening in alignment with some of the other states that are doing it really well. This needs to be considered by the legislature. I think that's the appropriate place for this vote to happen. And this is really what is at the front of most people's minds in our state, is getting our economy safely and responsibly and regionally certainly reopened.
Governor Pritzker pulled the plug on an emergency rule that would have led to a Class A misdemeanor for some business owners who opened in defiance of the stay-at-home order.
This is absolutely absurd for the governor to, one, put out a plan that really lacks common sense and that artificially keeps these businesses closed longer than is necessary. And then to say, if you defy his orders, all of a sudden it's a new crime. He is criminalizing defying his executive orders to the tune of being able to be put in jail for up to a year. This is crazy. Tomorrow, JCAR, which is the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, will be voting on these. I'm encouraging folks to contact the Democratic members of JCAR. The Republicans are going to vote against these rules. But what a terrible message to send to small business owners who, one, have worked for years to grow their small business and invest in the community, have really struggled during this time, and then to say, if you dare to reopen, you could be put in jail. This is so out of touch. It is so ridiculous, and we are fighting against it.
Bourne wants some questions answered about administering unemployment benefits in Illinois.
Yes. Anyone who has attempted to file for unemployment during this time knows the difficulty to navigate that process. And it has been The rollout has really been a failure for most people who are trying to get through this. There have been roadblocks all over the place. But then just this weekend, we found out that for those who filed as a 1099 or self-employed person filed for unemployment, some of their data, personal private data, like its social security numbers, were exposed online. So this is totally unacceptable. It's just another failure in the IDES system, which has led to many of us, including myself, calling for a full audit of this agency and this system, because it has just been really failure after failure, and we need to get to the bottom of it. So that will require legislative action to get an audit of IDES.
Ann Bourne expressed her opposition to the graduated income tax and the vote itself set for November.
Yes, I am co-sponsoring a bill to take the graduated income tax ballot question off of the ballot in November. This was a campaign promise from Governor Pritzker, and it was passed on party lines to put this on the ballot and ask for, in my opinion, what is another tax increase on Illinoisans. This is, one, absolutely the wrong time for a tax increase, but also this is a constitutional amendment on the ballot. House Democrats passed this early. There's a deadline at the beginning of May to pass other constitutional amendments, which we wanted fair maps, especially in this time of the census. They kept the House out of session, so we couldn't push for the constitutional amendments that we wanted on the ballot, but they want to put a tax increase on the ballot, and we think that that should be removed.
Bourne offered additional thoughts on the continued impact of Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order and the new five-phase Restore Illinois plan.
I am hearing certainly from more constituents about wanting to move forward with reopening. That's local officials, small business owners, healthcare workers, really a lot of folks who are seeing, one, we have done our job by staying at home. We have flattened the curve. Now we need to work on reopening Illinois. But also, even by the governor's own plan, we should already be in phase three. The governor holding back any region from moving to phase three until the end of May it doesn't make any sense. We are meeting his own standards to reopen things like hair salons and small businesses. And so we need to be moving forward. And I'm hearing from lots of folks about that. And I think that's why it's so important that we push for a new regional reopening plan that empowers local governments. Look, small businesses and local governments want to keep their constituents and their customers safe, probably more than any state bureaucracy. And so giving them the tools, the guidelines, and letting them reopen safely, I think, is the way we need to go.
And let's remember the reason for Memorial Day this weekend: the fallen. Those who made the supreme sacrifice. They gave up their hopes and dreams. Some left behind children they never had a chance to meet or hold in their arms. Their idea of office politics is watching the back of the guy or woman next to you. And sometimes that has meant smothering a grenade or putting yourself in peril so the person next to you can go home again. Now, I haven't had the pleasure of knowing any of those lost in battle or lost in service to the military. All I have to go on is talking with those who served next to them. Over the years, I've had a chance to talk to many heroes from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and other conflicts, and peacetime as well. The one thing that always strikes me is the humility of these heroes. I think of my late great friend George Cordier, a great Marine who was shot in the abdominal region in the stomach while trying to run communication wire from tree to tree in the Solomons. He was shot by the Japanese below, and he acted as if he had stumbled into heroism, as if it was just a grand accident. Humility. In an era where we all need attention, it seems, have to have a TikTok video, the bravery, the camaraderie, and the valor just stands out. While we often talk about war when we talk about the fallen, preparing for war is a dangerous thing. And we've certainly lost a number of personnel over the decades in peacetime. Thanks for all you've done for us, the heart and soul of this country, the fallen veterans of the United States of America. We'll see you again next weekend for another edition of Forum.